Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Brandt Alia. Batting sixth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Danny Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Moore. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Barry Moore. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hermann fields it and throws to first for the out. Tovar moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Tovar steals third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tovar tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brandt Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliva moves to second. Brandt Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia takes first base on ball four. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese takes first base on ball four. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alia. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Dick Woodson now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. O'Brien moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. O'Brien scores. Aparicio scores. May moves to third. It's 4-2, Twins. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Melton moves to third. It's 4-3, Twins. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodson has Melton trapped. There's the throw to Killebrew and over to Mitterwald, who tags Melton for the out. Hermann moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alia. McKinney reaches second base with a double. Hermann scores. Spence goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson spins, and has McKinney trapped. He throws to Killebrew, who tags McKinney for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, White Sox. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. Steve Barber now pitching. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. O'Brien moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berry bunts in front of the plate. Mitterwald fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melton scores. McKinney moves to second. It's 7-4, White Sox. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McKinney scores. Berry moves to second. It's 8-4, White Sox. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliva bunts towards third. McKinney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Killebrew moves to second. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alia is hit by the pitch. Killebrew moves to third. Oliva moves to second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitterwald for the out. Killebrew scores. Oliva moves to third. Alia moves to second. One out. It's 8-5, White Sox. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliva scores. Two outs. It's 8-6, White Sox. Frank Quilici pinch hits for Danny Thompson. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Quilici reaches second base with a double. Alia scores. It's 8-7, White Sox. Danny Murphy now pitching. Bob Allison pinch hits for Steve Barber. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing second base. Bill Zepp now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tovar is hit by the pitch. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zepp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Mitterwald moves to second. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Quilici hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-7, White Sox. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Brien hits a line drive towards short. Cardenas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-7, White Sox. Jim Cott now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing left field. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cott moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-7, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Knoop now playing second base. Jim Holt pinch hits for Brant Alia. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Mitterwald hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Holt moves to third. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Ratliff pinch hits for Frank Quilici. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff takes first base on ball 4. Herman Hill pinch hits for Jim Cott. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Rick Renick pinch hits for Herman Hill. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Holt scores. Ratliff moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-8, White Sox. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a line drive into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Renick now playing left field. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Jim Holt now playing center field. Cesar Tovar now playing second base. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Wood reaches second base with a double. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 8. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-10, White Sox. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Mitterwald moves to second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Reese takes first base on ball four. Tom Tyskinski pinch hits for Ron Paranoski. Tom Tyskinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyskinski hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Aparicio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Hall now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Renick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 10. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Melton now playing third base. Walt Williams now playing right field. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Renick hits a line drive into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Germán and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Cardenas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Germán Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Killebrew strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Minnesota Twins, 10. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.